An increase in Sitka's water rates, both metered and unmetered, passed easily with only one assembly member opposing the new ordinance to raise rates by 14% each year for 5 years, a price some visiting tourists say Sitkans shouldn't be complaining about.
We're from Philadelphia area, and we pay approximately $58 monthly.
I'm from West Monroe, Louisiana. My water bill is usually about probably about $15 a month. If our water was as good as y'all's water, I wouldn't say a word. But our water is brown looking. You know, I mean, I hate paying that much for water that I could probably get out of a ditch somewhere, you know.
Covington, Louisiana, it averages about $40 a month. It's about $10 less than the cable bill, which is about $50, $55 maybe.
Well, we live in Oklahoma. That's a good question. I don't think I've ever dealt with it, to be truthful. Yeah.
I think it's about $16 a month. It's very dry, and right now we're on voluntary water rationing for the summer.
We're from St. Louis, and we pay $270 per quarter.
Denver, Colorado, and I pay about $35 a month.
Okay.
And I think that's pretty reasonable for America. You know.
Okay, we're from Ohio, from Parma, Ohio, which is a suburb of Cleveland, and we pay by 3 months at a time. We pay quarterly, and we pay about, I want to say, what, about $85 for 3 months. But we get all of our water from the Great Lakes, and we have an abundance of water, so we're lucky.
A 14% increase in unmetered water rates means Sitkans will go from paying $16 to $18.25 each month. At an assembly meeting back in late May, Mayor Scott McAdams argued that even with the rate increase, water rates for the city of Sitka would still be lower than those in other Alaskan communities.
When you look at Fairbanks, right now, today, they pay $41.56. So in the year 2014, we'll still be $14 below what Fairbanks pays in 2009. For those who are tracking rates and city fees, we have some of the lowest water rates in Alaska.
Utility Services of Alaska Director of Administration Dave Dean in Fairbanks says $41.56 pays for the treatment of groundwater and sub-zero winter temperatures, problems Southeast Alaskans don't face when it comes to accessing quality drinking water.
We pump the water out of the ground, we treat it, and then we pump it to circulate it. We heat it. Ours continuously circulates, so it's always a pumping action. We don't have elevated storage. You do.
The new ordinance proposes additional increases of 14% each year through 2014. During deliberations over the second reading of the ordinance, it wasn't the rate hike that left Assemblymember Jack Osment feeling unsettled. It was the language.
I'd rather see us lay something on the water department that says, you know, what can you do to help us so we don't have to raise the rate 14%. Maybe we can do 5%.
Mark Buggins, Sitka's environmental superintendent, says the 14% increase will pay for Sitka's own water system issues.
That'll be paying for infrastructure replacement or funding future infrastructure replacement. Right now, we don't cover our what you would think of as depreciation costs. We don't cover that with our rates.
Sitka's water system is old. Nearly 36% of the city's water pipes exceed at least 30 years in age, and about 4% of the current system is over 40 years old. Sitka's current water storage capacity is too low to serve the community, and a federally mandated change in water treatment under the Safe Water Drinking Act calls for the installation of a new ultraviolet disinfection system by the year 2014. Sitka isn't the only southeast community to see water rates increase. Rates in Ketchikan went up by 11.4% back in February. In Juneau, residents pay $23.06 for water. New water rates in Sitka will go into effect on July 1st. In Sitka, I'm Emily Schwing.